Now, your host, Michael Cohen, with a Capital City Recap on more compelling talk radio, 1320 WILS.
And we're back. I'm Michael Cohen with producer Desi Simmons. So Governor Snyder this week signing the bill that bans partial birth abortion in Michigan into law. Pro-life groups applauding this step, saying it gives Michigan authorities the power to prosecute those who may attempt this procedure. To talk about what it means to abortion rights overall, I'm joined by Sarah Scranton, Executive Director of Planned Parenthood Advocates of Michigan. Welcome to the program, Sarah.
Thank you. Happy to be here.
Oh, absolutely. Now, the federal law banning partial birth abortions already exists. So does this new law have any impact on abortion rights for women in Michigan?
Well, you're absolutely right. This is redundant. The law is currently in effect on the federal level, and therefore it really is not going to do one thing to stop abortion here in Michigan.
The partial birth abortion procedure is particularly disturbing to many. Do you agree that having limits on the procedure and allowing it only in particular circumstances makes sense?
You know, I don't think that's a decision that you or me or the Michigan legislature should be making. These types of decisions are best left up to doctors and their patients because they really know what's best.
Now, Governor Snyder signed this bill this week. Do you now consider him an opponent of women's reproductive rights?
Well, we were disappointed to see the governor sign this legislation into law, but he was never someone that we had not endorsed him in the past election. We really weren't sure where he would stand on these issues. I think it's a bit disappointing, though, because he did campaign on jobs being the number one priority. And instead of focusing on jobs, now we're seeing divisive social issues come up.
You know, the Republicans have certainly addressed economic issues in the budget, and they're looking at all kinds of bills to address our job situation here. But many of them are pro-life. Doesn't it make sense that once they deal with economic issues, that they should be addressing social issues that concern them and their constituents, like abortion? Isn't that an appropriate thing to do?
Well, you know, the 2010 elections, voters sent a strong message that they really wanted politicians to get Michigan back on track. And I don't think that anyone would say we are where we want to be. We're still economically disadvantaged. People are concerned if they're going to have a job, if their kids are going to get a quality education. You know, these are the issues that matter to voters, not divisive social issues like abortion.
Previous attempts to ban this procedure here in Michigan were ruled unconstitutional. Do you think that this law will remain in place?
Unfortunately, I do, because it does follow the federal law that was signed into law by former President Bush and then upheld by the U.S. Supreme Court in 2007.
I'm talking to Sarah Scranton, the Executive Director of Planned Parenthood Advocates of Michigan. So tell me, Sarah, do state lawmakers generally have any real power to affect access to abortion here in Michigan or elsewhere, considering that it is protected under federal law?
Well, it is, but, you know, session after session, we see bills that restrict a woman's right to choose be introduced and, depending on who's in power, pass and get signed into law. This time around, we have nearly 30 bills that will restrict a woman's right to choose, and while we may not be able to overturn Roe versus Wade right now, what you're seeing is chipping away at the right to an abortion. And pretty soon, if this continues, it's not going to matter whether it's legal or not because the access is not going to be there.
30 bills? You're saying there are 30 pending bills regarding abortion in the state legislature?
Yep.
I see. And which of those are most concerning to you at this point?
Well, there's a number of them. Obviously, this one just took effect. There's more bills that would tell doctors how and what they can do when performing an abortion. There's bills that would impact providers. There's bills that would impact teens seeking an abortion. So there's a whole variety of them. And you know, what's most disturbing to me is that while we're trying to prevent abortion, we're doing nothing to get at the root cause, which really is preventing unintended pregnancies.
Are there any polls done to find out if most Michiganians are pro-life or pro-choice?
Yeah, you know, I know the last time that I had seen polls, the majority of Michigan citizens and citizens across the United States are, in fact, pro-choice and believe that abortion should be legal.
Now, there was a period of time where abortion was in the headlines quite a lot. There were attacks against abortion clinics and so on. Although we haven't seen these types of stories in the news recently, has there essentially been no real change in the underlying battle on this issue?
You know, I think there has. You know, the 2010 election, since then, we have seen a wave of anti-choice legislation on the national level and throughout the states across the country. While you may not see it as much in the headlines, it's certainly alive and well.
I mean, abortion's been legal for almost four decades in the U.S. now. What kind of circumstance can you envision that we'd see that right overturned?
Well, if we elect enough people that don't support a woman's right to choose, I could see the consequences of it. I think this past election where we lost some of our supporters in here in Michigan and at the federal level, we've seen the consequences of divisive social issues like abortion and other things be taken up and moving, whereas prior to that, we hadn't seen them gain as much traction.
Well, don't you think, though, legislators, whether they're state legislators or federal legislators, should address social issues when they're concerned about them through their lawmaking powers?
You know, no. I think when we started off, I said, the issue of abortion is one that's best left up to a doctor and his or her patient. It's not best left up to the legislature.
You know, a debate that involves human life, something that some people view abortion as murder. It seems that an issue like this won't be resolved in our lifetime. Do you view abortion rights as something that will always be battled over in the U.S.?
Likely, it probably will. I mean, it was battled before Roe versus Wade, and it's battled on after. So I don't see it changing anytime soon.
So what are we looking at now? I mean, this particular abortion bill seemed to have had no real resistance. I mean, it got through the House, the Senate. Governor Snyder didn't really hesitate to sign it. Do you expect that pattern to continue with these upcoming 30 bills?
Unfortunately, I wouldn't be surprised if we did see this pattern continue. There already has been hearings on some of the other legislation. So with a majority of anti-choice legislature controlling Lansing right now, I don't see much pushback.
Why aren't we hearing more public outcry if there is a larger support for pro-choice?
Well, I think, you know, sometimes those that elect us don't often share our values, and that's certainly one of the things that Planned Parenthood advocates for, is that you need to make sure that those that represent you in Lansing and in Washington, D.C. share our values, and if they don't, come 2012, we need to change who they are.
Sarah Scranton, Executive Director of Planned Parenthood Advocates of Michigan, thank you so much for joining me.
Thank you.